Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This week is the 17th anniversary of Frontlines of Freedom. One day, about 17 and a half years ago, my phone rang. It was my local news talk radio station, Wood Radio. And the guy said, quote, "We want to start a military talk radio show. Will you host it?" End quote. This took me by surprise, but I responded as a fellow Vietnam vet, who's also an evangelist, Dave Reaver, taught me to respond when offered something that I want. So I did. I said, quote, "Let me pray about that. Amen, okay?" Well, it took a while, but the show started on the first weekend in June of 2007. As you know, we've been growing, and we're now the largest military talk radio show in the nation. Our nation was founded as the first constitutional republic in the history of the world, and we've become the most free, wealthiest, and most powerful nation in the world, but we're weaker now than we've been in a century. God gave us this wonderful nation, and He expects us to take good care of it. As we celebrate the show's birthday, let's also commit to pay attention to our nation and its leadership. Okay, joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is Marine vet Skip Coriel. Have you started swimming again, Skip?
Yeah, Colonel, I have. And I got to tell you, it's a bit nippy out there. I swim in a lake, and apparently I'm not as tough as I used to be.
Really? I think you're pretty tough. Anyway.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll return the favor, okay?
Yeah, I'll probably need it. Here's what we have for you today on News and Comments by the Colonel. I'm going to discuss diversity and inclusion. Then Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will contribute his warrant wisdom. Then General Paul Valley will discuss STARS, some things wrong with our military. And then co-host Skip Coriel will interview me about my time in combat.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
So we welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. And now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. What's first, Skip?
Well, Colonel, the UN's International Criminal Court is seeking arrest warrants against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as three leaders of the Hamas terrorist group, for alleged war crimes in Gaza. They also want the war ended. Israeli and U.S. leaders both immediately condemned the effort. President Biden called the application for arrest warrants outrageous and criticized the court for equating Israel's actions with those of Hamas. Panel of three judges will decide whether to issue the arrest warrants. Neither Israel nor the U.S. have joined the court, and congressional leaders have introduced bills to sanction ICC officials who investigate U.S. citizens. Israeli War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz called the move a historical crime, saying it places the leaders of a country that went into battle to protect its citizens in the same line with bloodthirsty terrorists.
All American military experts have stated that Israel is doing more than any nation in history to avoid hitting civilians. And those citizens are very supportive of the terrorists who regularly target Israeli citizens. If we're providing any support at all to that goofy court, we need to end it.
And Israel has recalled its ambassadors to Norway, Ireland, and Spain after the three countries said they would recognize a Palestinian state amid the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Quote, "History will remember that Spain, Norway, and Ireland chose to reward Hamas murderers and rapists who raped girls and burned babies with a gold medal," Israeli Foreign Minister Katz said in a statement. Quote, "I ordered the ambassadors to be immediately summoned for a reprimand conversation, during which they will watch the horrifying footage of the abduction of the female field observers to illustrate to them what a twisted decision their governments have made. Israel will not let this silently pass us by. Their actions will have serious consequences," he added.
How could any person or nation find it appropriate to work with a group that has as its sole purpose in life the killing of other people? The terrorists who populate Palestine want only to kill Jews and have refused any proposal that they stop doing so.
The Israeli military struck a Hamas cell recently where terrorists were using a UN-run school as a base. The strike was carefully planned and carried out using precise munitions while avoiding harm to uninvolved civilians as much as possible, the IDF said. A member of Hamas's anti-tank unit and a member of the terror group's elite Nukba force were at the school, which Hamas was using to store mortars, guns, and explosive devices.
Where is the international outrage against Hamas? Where is the outrage by the UN? Israel is the only nation or group in the Middle East that even tries to do what is right for the right reasons, and everyone hates them. I stand with Israel.
And it began in April with the arrest of a Russian deputy defense minister, then the head of the ministry's personnel directorate, was hauled into court. Next, two more senior military officials were detained. All face charges of corruption, which they have denied. The arrest started shortly before President Putin began his fifth term and shuffled his ally, longtime Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, into a new post. This immediately raised questions about whether Putin was reasserting control over the defense ministry amid the war in Ukraine, whether a turf battle had broken out between the military and the security services, or whether some other scenario was playing out behind the Kremlin's walls. Corruption scandals are not new, and officials and top officials have been accused of profiting from their positions for decades. Putin wants everyone to have a skeleton in their closet, security expert Mark Galaudy said. If the state is compromising material on key officials, it can cherry-pick whom to target, he added. Corruption is the essence of the system, said Nigel Gould-Davies, senior fellow at the International Institute for Strategic Studies in London. The war in Ukraine has led to a ballooning defense spendings that has increased opportunities for graft.
Nothing new here. Corruption is a part of every dictatorship and some democracies. The war in Ukraine is costing Russia a whole lot.
And Taiwan tracked dozens of Chinese warplanes and Navy vessels off its coast recently after 2 days of a large military exercise launched by Beijing to show its anger over the self-governing island's inauguration of new leaders who refused to accept its insistence that Taiwan is part of China. China has issued elaborate media statements showing Taiwan being surrounded by forces from its military, the People's Liberation Army. A new video showed animated Chinese forces approaching from all sides and Taiwan being enclosed within a circular target area while simulated missiles hit key population and military targets. Despite that, there was little sign of concern among Taiwan's 23 million people who have lived under threat of Chinese invasion since the two sides split during a civil war in 1949. Taiwan's parliament was mired in a dispute between political parties over procedural measures, and business continued as usual in the bustling capital of Taipei and their ports. The defense ministry said it tracked 49 Chinese warplanes and 19 Navy vessels, as well as Coast Guard vessels, and that 35 of the planes flew across the median line in the Taiwan Strait, the de facto boundary between the two sides. Taiwanese Marine and Coast Guard vessels, along with air and ground-based missile units, have been put on alert, particularly around the Taiwan-controlled island chains just off China's coast and far from Taiwan's main island.
China is still the dictatorship that wants to control us, as well as Taiwan. We do need to stand with Taiwan and get Chinese companies and agencies out of our nation. And that's the news. As Americans, it's our responsibility to ensure that our nation is well-run and on the right path. Politics and politicians are confusing. We can work together. Concerned Veterans for America can assist you, even if you're not a veteran, in getting involved in getting our nation back on track. Working with them is one of the things I do. Check CVAFrontlines.com. That's CVAFrontlines.com. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk with General Paul Valley. At ease, troops, take a break. In business for over 30 years with over $1 billion in sales, Universal Coin and Bullion is my go-to source for gold and silver coins And right now, they're offering our listeners a newly minted 0.99 fine 1 ounce 2024 silver American Eagle coin for just $27. Call 800-UCB-GOLD, 800-UCB-GOLD, or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. According to the FBI, 85% of altercations don't rise to the level of deadly force. Make sure you have some open-handed self-defense skills or pepper gel to ward off these less than lethal attacks. Always have a plan to repel non-lethal attackers and make sure you are in compliance with all self-defense laws in your jurisdiction. This is just one way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
HelpVet.net is a national help center helping the military community with all of your everyday needs. Whether you need a realtor, an attorney, health-related services, or information on retirement planning, financial resources, or more, our vast network of hand-picked qualified service providers are waiting to help you. With up-to-date military news and resources, you can find answers to all of your daily needs at HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net wants to thank you for your service, and may God continue to bless the U.S. of A.
Do you have a story inside you yearning to come out? As a self-published author, you are free to creatively distribute your book online or using your own professional connections. White Feather Press will publish your manuscript and set up online distribution, allowing the author to retain all copyright and distribution rights as well as all profits. Check out White Feather Press at publishyourdream.com. White Feather Press, reaffirming faith in God, family, and country.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you're in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. Troops, even if our economy wasn't a mess, with inflation going crazy and prices going up out of sight, I'd still recommend that you do some investing in precious metals, gold and silver. I encourage you to join me in purchasing these solid investments from Universal Coin. Find them at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker was given a commencement speech last month in Benedictine University. Butker is about Catholic and was speaking at a Catholic school. So many of his comments, such as his expressed preference for the traditional Latin Mass, were intended for a Catholic audience. But some of his other statements had broader applicability, and some of them provoked quite a negative response, including his reference to the, quote, tyranny of diversity, equity, and inclusion, end quote. The National Football League distanced itself immediately from his mark, saying that his views are not those of the NFL as an organization. This from the NFL's senior vice president and chief diversity and inclusion officer. Quote, the NFL is a steadfast in our commitment to inclusion, which only makes our league stronger, he said. Do I have to point out that A, the NFL is not a Catholic organization, and that B, the league has its share of players arrested for domestic violence, convicted of wire fraud, forgery, money laundering, counterfeiting, tax evasion, drug trafficking, driving while intoxicated, burglary, armed robbery, aggravated assault, rape, manslaughter, and even murder? If they choose to criticize a player for calling men to be God-fearing, responsible husbands and fathers? Of course they don't have a vice president for forgery, assault, and rape. Okay, diversity makes real sense at times. I've been in leadership in a number of organizations and businesses. Since we're talking sports, if I somehow ended up with enough money to begin, say, a new NFL team, I would certainly want a diverse team as we discussed what city to be in, what to name the team, what our logo would look like, colors, and things like this. As the leader, I'd make the decision, but I'd want to be sure I considered every point of view. But when we started hiring coaches and getting players, I don't care about diversity. I want the best performers I can get. Put it another way. If you were about to have eye surgery, would you pick a doc from the most diverse eye practice in town or the one with the best record of success? And I hope it's clear that the term diversity and inclusion, like choice, another contemporary buzzword, have little meaning without context. Let's look in Europe, for example, where in the past couple of decades, hundreds of thousands of young men have immigrated from cultures where women are deprived of basic human rights, swathed from head to toe in mandated coverings, and those who object are targets for sexual assault, arrest, and imprisonment. The presence of these men have transformed those countries like Sweden, Germany, and England. They now have skyrocketing numbers of rape and other violence. Similarly, millions of migrants have been encouraged by the Biden administration to enter our country illegally, despite the accompanying importation of drugs, killing 100,000 plus Americans a year, or the human trafficking, including trafficking of children. The government admitted it lost track of 85,000 children who entered our country illegally between 2021 and 23, or the other crimes committed by illegal immigrants. The murder of the Georgia college student Lincoln Riley generated a national outrage, as did a series of videos created by a Venezuelan migrant explaining how to exploit squatting laws to take possessions of homes and sell them out from under the rightful owners. This is diverse, but it's clearly evil. Thus, this illegal immigration per se is not a strength any more than diversity is. Well, immigration was a strength back when we demanded that immigrants enter legally, assimilate, and live by American values. But that would mean defending our culture, which the powerful classes in America despise, preferring instead to condemn it as patriarchal, white supremacist, and systemically racist. And if you were in our military and we went to war, would you like to be led by the most diverse group of leaders or the best qualified? Would you like to see people promoted into leadership based on diversity or inclusion or ability? I vote for ability. In fact, the attributes that have made our country peaceful and prosperous, initiative, industry, self-reliance, honesty, integrity, personal responsibility, respect for others, for property and the rule of law, protecting families and children, these can be and have been the lived experience in this country of people from nearly every race, ethnicity, and culture. However, the diverse experiences and perspectives we want to bring together for the betterment of all do presuppose not only basic competence, but a commitment to a virtuous behavior, and, more importantly, a set of common values and generalized agreement on what virtuous behavior is. America was founded on Judeo-Christian principles and populated by people who believed in and lived them. Furthermore, the existence of shared values and a common belief in the ultimate source of those values made it possible to appeal to that source when the country's policies fell short of our ideals, as exemplified by calls for ending slavery and the improvement of working conditions for factory workers. Butker dared to say what too few will say these days, that the source of America's values and our definition of virtue is the Bible and Christianity. Those are our roots, and they are our strength. People of diverse backgrounds who adhere to the principles derived from them do bring depth and richness to American experience, and we should welcome them. Conversely, we can already see what's wrong when we abandon those principles: discord, violence, and societal breakdown. Chaos. We should want better for our children and our nation. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You've been listening to Front Lines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
Well, it happened. Former President Trump has been convicted on all charges. But what does this mean for our military? Well, frankly, probably not a whole lot of anything. Military members take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Nowhere does it say allegiance to a specific person or a specific president. So yes, I'm sure military members will have an opinion here, and they can freely share those opinions while acting as a private citizen, and of course by voting in November. But what about the case of civil unrest? Now that's where things could get a little uncomfortable. Under the Insurrection Act, the president does not need a state's permission to deploy military across the country if they deem it necessary to enforce federal law and protect U.S. sovereignty. However, if you just stop there, it doesn't really tell the whole story. I mean, the president and U.S. Congress have the power to impose martial law. Also, each state governor has the power to impose martial law. And throughout history, martial law has been imposed at least 68 times for situations such as the Battle of New Orleans in 1812, the Great Chicago Fire in 1871, and even the 1906 San Francisco earthquake. You know, in 1878, Congress passed the Posse Comitatus Act, which forbids U.S. military involvement in domestic law enforcement without congressional approval. The act does not prevent the Army National Guard or the Air National Guard under state authority from acting as law enforcement capacity, at least within its home state. Now, the Coast Guard, which is a military branch, is actually not covered under this act, as it's under Homeland Security instead of the Department of Defense, and of course has a federal law enforcement role. So, if we see widespread civil unrest, we could see the National Guard deployed, which would also send a clear national security message to any of our adversaries that even in moments of domestic crisis, our country is still prepared. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk with General Paul Valley. Then Skip will interview me about my time in combat. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You're standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for sit-ups. Do 50, then stand at ease.
Veterans swore an oath to defend this country, and that oath doesn't expire when we take off the uniform.
Concerned Veterans for America provides veterans and military families the opportunity to continue serving their country by taking on the most important issues our country is facing.
A better foreign policy, quality health care for veterans, responsible spending, and more.
Learn more about how you can play a part by visiting cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to vetted veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code. Troops, welcome back to our nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your thoughts and comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. So it's an honor to welcome General Paul Valley. He's a retired major general in the Army, former senior military analyst for Fox News. Like me, served in Vietnam. He retired in 1991 as deputy commanding general, U.S. Army Pacific. He served as a military committee chairman for the Center for Security Policy. He runs an organization called Stand Up America US and other stuff. Welcome to the show, General. Glad you're joining us for our first anniversary show.
Well, thank you, Denny. It's always a pleasure, and it's great to know that I harassed you at West Point when you were a plebe and I was a firstie, a first classman, ready to graduate. Now, that was over 60 years ago that happened. That's a long time that's passed in history here between us.
Yeah, I guess we can be friends now.
Absolutely.
Since I graduated from West Point 60 years ago this weekend, so you graduated 64 years ago, I guess we've been at a relationship for a while, haven't we?
Well, that's six decades. That's a long time. We were in Vietnam. We had served there, both of us. We've had a great careers. I had 32 years plus 4 years at West Point.
Well,
a lot has passed. We've seen a lot, Denny.
Yeah, we have. I only had 22 years on active duty. Maybe that's another difference. Whatever. So since we're both West Pointers, we were there at the same time, at least 1 year. And as I said, I'm betting you yelled at me. So start by telling us, why did you go to West Point? What attracted you to that? And then mention some of your more memorable assignments in the Army.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Well, I came from a small town in Pennsylvania called Dubois, north of Pittsburgh. And I really started studying very hard in ninth grade. We didn't have any money. My mother worked at a local hospital at a very low wage. We didn't have a father, my two sisters and myself. So anyhow, come junior year, I said, you know, I've got to start thinking about college, where I want to go. And we had no money, but I was hoping to get a basketball scholarship. And so I worked very hard on that. And I was accepted at Michigan and at Penn State in aeronautical engineering. And then, of course, I graduated May of 1957 in high school. And about 30 days later, I got a letter from Washington that I was accepted at West Point, and it was due there July 2nd, 1957. So a little over a month out of high school, I went to West Point. And it was tough catching up to a lot of my classmates who had been, on average, 2 years in college. I didn't realize that. 2 years in college, many of my classmates were before they went to West Point. So jumping from high school directly into West Point was a major challenge. But yes, I went to, after graduation, I went to the infantry school, ranger school, airborne school. And then I got my first assignment with a airborne battle group, 505th Infantry Battle Group in Mainz, Germany. For 3 years, came back from that, went to Vietnam, came back from Vietnam, went to the advanced course in infantry school at Fort Benning, then back to Vietnam as an advisor, and then I served on many occasions in the Middle East and in South America on the drug issue. So I'm very familiar with what's happening down there south of our border. And then 1 week after 9/11, Roger Ailes sent a message to me that he'd like to put me on a contract. So I became the first really senior officer on contract with Fox News, and that was 2001. I was with them for 8 years. And then I formed with General McInerney simultaneously about 2006, I guess it was. We formed the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. So we've been around a while, and our website is standupamericaus.org. We do a lot at the foundation now. We have a tremendous national intelligence advisory team that works for the foundation. So the intelligence we get on what's happening in the Middle East, Ukraine, Russia, or whatever, our team of intelligence experts are on top of it. So that's about it.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with General Paul Valley. Sir, our nation and our military are in pretty tough shape right now, to be gentle. We need some corrective action at our alma mater and other places. So you've talked about Stand Up America U.S. And by the way, there's a difference between Stand Up America and Stand Up America U.S., isn't there?
That's correct, yes.
So introduce us to Stand Up America U.S.
Well, it is a foundation, a national foundation. We have a NGO that we use also called the Legacy National Security Group. That's what we used for our team when we went into Syria in the Middle East in 2012. But basically, we have a publications department. We have an events planning department. We have our newsletter, which comes out every Saturday morning and on Monday. I think we sent you a copy.
Yes, sir.
And it's very in-depth, hitting the issues, trying to connect the dots for the American people. So we have 5 new books on the website. 2 recent ones are called Invisible Treason in America, and the next one is Beyond Treason. The third book is in draft right now. It's called The Dismantling of America. And so they're all on Amazon, or they're on AmericaUS.org. So we do quite a bit. I probably do 4 interviews a week nationally and internationally. I do shows overseas. So we're trying just to get the word out and basically dealing in facts and reality, not political bias and political issues from the standpoint of being partisan.
And just for listeners, there is a website, Stand Up America, that is totally political and not factually based. Stand Up America U.S. is what we're talking about.
Yeah, Stand Up America was formed in 2015 by George Soros, basically to counter what I was doing. That's okay. Why it's important that they, like you say, put in Stand Up America U.S. Foundation.
So, you know, the challenge that is that our nation is a mess, and it's our nation. I believe when our nation was founded, it was the first constitutional republic in the history of the world. I believe that God played a role in its being founded, and he expects us to take care of, be good stewards of, things he gives us. So we, the people, have to know what's going on. We have to hold people accountable. We have to help involve setting values. We just have to care. I've heard it said that the opposite of love is hate, but the other opposite of love is indifference. And we have too many citizens that are indifferent right now. And I think that what we want to do is give some tools, give some ideas, give some vehicle for people who do care but aren't sure what to do. Is that something we can talk about?
Well, yeah, and that's what we do at the foundation, trying to connect the dots for people, trying to show them and give them insight into Ukraine, Russia, what's happening there, Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, Chinese Communist Party, potential attack of China against Taiwan, the cartels. We prepared a plan for President Trump, and it's called the Revision of the Defense Department. It's a whole study that we're giving him that the foundation is doing. We're changing a lot of things, if you want me to go into it. But the key thing is we're changing the Department of Defense to the Department of the Armed Forces of America. Well, we're recommending a 5-star general be in charge of the military, do away with the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We don't need them. And have it a command-driven army, get reenlistments up, the new people targeted to come into the military, because a lot won't go into the military because they see how woke the generals and admirals are and the failures of our generals and admirals. So,
yes, sir. There's a lot more to discuss about this, and the general's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom. Yeah, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do, well, several times a week. Then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back.
Friends, Adam here, Patriot Foods, U.S. only company. Frozen fruits and vegetables straight from our dirt, not overseas. Support the U.S. farmer. When you shop at patriotfoods.com, we give back to a military family in need. We got to take care of each other, my friends. We have to. So important. 10% off patriotfoods.com, 10% off promo code FREEDOM, and shop today.
When considering precious metals investments, credibility is paramount. That's why I chose Universal Coin and Bullion. They have a long-standing reputation in the industry that instills confidence in investors. Plus, the company's president, Dr. Mike Fulgens, is recognized as America's gold expert by his peers and the U.S. government, and was named Dealer of the Year by the American Numismatic Association. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Denny Gilliam. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with General Paul Valley. General, I have not recommended joining the military to anybody lately, unless somebody tells me they're really sure God wants them to do that, then of course do that. But when I look at our abandonment of Afghanistan and all the stuff we left behind and the people, and nobody stood up for it, nobody resigned, I totally lost faith in our leadership at that point, and nothing has got it back. And I think what you're talking about, that reorganization of the senior leadership, is critically important. So that's one example. Certainly, the service academies are not what they used to be. I was horrified at my reunion to find out that duty, honor, country is no longer the motto, and a cadet will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those that do, is not enforced. Those are the two things that when I was a cadet at West Point helped me build my value set that I've used the rest of my life. This is indicative of everything, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's driven from the White House through the Department of Defense down to the academies. That's why the earlier, last year, I guess it's been already 8 months, that a number of West Point graduates have formed the MacArthur Society. And that's basically, now we have over 250 members, because we know the Association of Graduates only caters to the superintendents and raise money from the graduates, but they don't uphold the principles that you're talking about. They've allowed these left-wing professors to come in and be on the faculty at West Point. When I was there, you were there, I think we had all uniformed instructors. And so they've been totally influenced by this critical race theory, DEI, transgender, all of that. And we get information directly from the cadets. They said, you know, they weren't mandatorily vaccine cadets. We talked to the cadets, and they did that. That came from the Department of Defense. Total embarrassment. We got a lot of work to do, but the MacArthur Society is doing a good job.
Well, in order to make all this happen, and I try not to be that politically involved, but this is an election year, and those changes, none of these changes are going to change, take place unless we get Republicans in control, because the Democrats are in control right now, and this is what we got from it. So people got to get active, right?
Most of the Republicans, they're on the uniparty, you know, they're worthless. They all need to be termed out. Every damn one of them, all the senators need to be termed out. We need new good people in there for a two-term limit, and that's it. We have a bunch of rhinos. They side with the Democrats. It's really a MAGA party now. That's what we're encouraging people to forge ahead into Make America Great Again, and which is a movement. But see, the left wing, the globalists, they don't like this nationalism. They don't like populism. They want to control everything. From the World Health Order, World Economic Forum, all of these oligarchs that we have. We got these corporations. They're doing good right now in the market, but the next 5 months, Denny, are going to be horrific. We can see really a civil war happening. And if Trump wins, there'll be a lot of riots. And we hope the Defense Department at that time will stand by the American people and not a left-wing government.
Yes, sir. It's difficult to sort through this, but that's why it's important for we citizens, when we elect people, school board members, county commissioners, state representatives, and certainly the president and congressmen and senators, know what they stand for. We need to look at what people have done before we vote for them, and we need to hold them accountable. That's our job, isn't it?
Well, it is, and of course, the intel we're getting in that the Democratic Party may resort to all sorts of tactics to turn the election in favor of Biden. I'm not sure they're going to even run Biden now. He's got to be replaced if the Democrats don't have a chance. Biden is a sick man, mentally incompetent, that's for sure. So I think a Democratic election, they're going to probably replace Biden and Harris. Who they're going to come up with, they don't have a very good bench at all, so I'm not sure who they'd come up with, but... Anyhow, we've got to be prepared, Denny. We've got to take action to have enough food and water, because if they shut down the supply system through a natural disaster or some other kind of disaster created by Biden and company, but they could basically try to offset the election itself and declare martial law. These are all things that are happening behind the scenes. Now, whether they'll occur or not, we don't know, but we have to be prepared.
Well, that's the kind of insights that we're certainly not getting on television or in the news. And that's why I'm delighted you could join us today, because these are the kind of insights that the American citizens need to have, or they can't act appropriately.
Correct.
I mean, this is just, I don't have to tell you. This is Colonel Denny Gilliman, Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking to General Paul Valley. And I guess we need to be talking right now about Stand Up America US. That's something everybody needs to plug into and get information from. Talk to us again about how they can do that.
Well, thank you, Denny. And again, thank you for inviting me on your show. If you go to standupamericaus.org, and this is anybody, any organization, you can use anything in our published articles on there, our dissertations, our essays. You can get our books, which packages all of what we've been talking about today and Beyond Treason, which has led to the dismantling of America. And so these books are very, very important for everybody to read. Also, use anything on our website. It's open to anybody. Can't emphasize enough the amount of thinking, cognitive thinking that goes into our articles and our publications. We really do our homework. And we don't look through a political prism. We look through a reality prism. That's the only way we can solve problems. These senators and congressmen, think you can solve problems by legislation. You can't. You have to take action.
That's true. About the only thing the legislation always does is increase our national debt, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
But it's good at that.
But look at the giant government that it's created, Denny.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, amounts on the payroll. We got to cut government. We cut government in half, and we'd still be fine.
I taught American government in college for 15 years, and I will totally agree with that. I also want you to talk about your book, specifically the books that you've written that's available and how people can buy them.
Well, if you go to Amazon.com or to StandUpAmericaUS.org, you can see our major books on there by General McInerney and myself, America's Endgame for the 21st Century. That's an important one because it maps out a plan to save America. The next book is Invisible Treason. We go into depth and define what treason is so people understand it, who is responsible for treason in the United States. And so then the next series goes to Beyond Treason, what has happened because of these treasonous individuals like Mayorkas, Biden, Obama, General Milley, and others. And we also, in both of those books, outline a plan for America's future, all on StandUpAmericaUS.org.
Okay. I'd like you now, if you would, take a couple of minutes and give us a call to action. Some final comments.
Well, it's a great way to sort of look at the future and what Americans have to do. And it's got to be done down at the county level with the voter integrity. We need that. So that's a call to action to make sure that they've made all the correction and errors that these Dominion machines that they still have and are using are not plugged into the internet. We've got to have security at the precincts this year because it's going to be wild. I think the next thing is be prepared, Americans. Make sure you got enough food for at least 90 days to 6 months and water, because we know that we've been infiltrated with up to 40,000 Chinese into our country, males, military age, and they haven't been sent here directly from China just to escape China. They are agents of the CCP. We've got to take down the cartels. And our call to action is for the generals and admirals to get off their ass and protect the American citizens, which they're not doing now. The situation in cartels against a militarized cartel force that has better weapons and communications equipment vehicles than the Mexican army. And that's what we want Trump to do. We've got to deport a lot of people that have come into this country. And now we don't know how many million, but they're all over. They've been dispersed all through the United States. We got to take these NGOs that are supporting Hamas and the cartels, these Catholic charities, and I'm a Catholic. Then you have also about three other NGOs, and they're paying for a lot of this that's coming into this country, all the illegal border crossers. And so we got a lot of problems, but our biggest problem, and the call to action is important, that we got to save the Republic. And we've got to make sure the elections go through, we stand tall, and get involved. Get involved in what's happening. Understand what's happening. And we need a spiritual awakening as part of our call to action. We need to get back to honesty, trust, integrity. And so these are all, maybe people say, well, these are platitudes. No, it's a call to action to get involved to save our country at the county and town level.
General, well said. Thank you, sir. Thank you, General, for your great comments, for your service to our nation in uniform, and your service now. I'm proud to call you friend and brother.
Thank you, Denny, and hopefully get back on your show sometime. We'll update everything.
Yes, sir. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour with co-host Skip Coriel interviewing me about my time in combat. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our self-defense report. This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom Troops. It's time for pull-ups. Do 40 good ones, man, maybe 20 more push-ups. Grab some protein, rehydrate with water, and finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.